Blog Talk Radio.
Forget the past, conquer your future. Sooner or later, haters gon' salute ya. Never mind what they say. At any time, just kneel and pray. They show you his will, teach you his ways. Praise with zeal from the path, never stray. One day they'll realize who you are, how you survive, and got so far. Nothing but the blood, nothing but his love. Drug you out the mud to a place they never was. You was built to overcome, make demons run. And tell about the one, his only begotten son. What they want, what they need, what they want, what they need. So what they need, what they want, what they need, what they want.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to the 2015 season of Real Talk with Tammy. Yep, it is me, Tammy, and I'm so excited to be back with my fam. It's been a minute, but you know how your girl likes to do. I like to take a little time during the holidays and all of that to just be me and be with my family. You know, I really pray that you had a wonderful holiday season, that you brought the new year in a lovely way. So much to catch up with you guys on and so much to talk to you about. Today, we're going to have a shorter episode, but I have a lot of information that I want to give you. I want to let you know, that intro that you just heard, my new intro for this year, it was written and produced by Vessel, an awesome, awesome person. It is hot. I'm going to play it again in the middle of the show so you can really hear it and listen to it and feel the words. It's a positive message and it's right on time. You know, one thing that I haven't done in the past, and I've been asked this a lot on the site, you know, people sending chat messages or sending me email messages asking me what the show is really about. So I want to share with you the mission of Real Talk with Tammy. You know, I've said this before in the past, I aspire to inspire, encourage, and to educate. I never want to present a problem without also giving a solution to that problem. So on Real Talk with Tammy, we will interview everyone from the teenage mom or dad to the billionaire mom or dad, entrepreneurs, educators, authors, students, clergy. Everyone has the ability to make a positive impact. That is my belief. So my mission is to interview any and everyone who has something positive to say, who has a story to share that could help others get to a place of victory in their life, a place where they feel successful, who can give tools and inspire. So if you have something that you want to share on Real Talk with Tammy, contact radio at authortebest.com. That's radio at authortebest.com. Let me know that you want to be on the show. Send me a bio. I will let you know what steps to take beyond that. Now, exciting, exciting, exciting. There's a new voice that will be joining me, if not all the time, frequently on Real Talk with Tammy. Our new voice is an author and the founder of Mustard Seed Ministry, bringing a positive male perspective to the show, Adrian Glenn. What is up, Adrian?
Hey, what's going on, Big Sis? It's just a beautiful day. Happy to be here, feeling blessed. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm excited. You know, we have clicked from day one, from the very first conversation. We just became fam just like that. And I really felt that you would make a positive impact on the show. And, you know, we don't always agree, but we agree to disagree, and we can come together and find a resolution. So I'm like, this is going to be so awesome. I'm thankful, and I'm glad to have you be a part of Real Talk with Tammy.
I'm definitely happy to be a part. I think it's a good dynamic, you know, show the body of Christ and all its facets, and just have that male or female perspective on subjects is always a good thing, always a good thing.
It's definitely. Today, we're going to start off our episode by talking to you guys about New Year's resolutions. You know, Adrian, I really feel like to say I'm going to make a New Year's resolution is whack. It is foolish. It is setting, in many, many cases, not always, sets people up for failure. I think we should just resolve to do better. You know, if we think about what exactly is a New Year's resolution, I mean, so many people have made vows to change just as they've done year after year. And 2 weeks into the new year, some have already broken what they've made their New Year promises to be. So today I want to discuss positive ways on how we can make change in our lives in the new year. One of the biggest things for me being a female that I hear, that I've said, is this year I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to work out. I'm going to eat better. This weight loss journey, I'm going to tell you, as somebody who's lost over 100 pounds, I'm going to give you some tools in how to be successful. You know, you might say, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to hit the gym every day. You go to the gym for a week, or even that first day you go to the gym, you haven't been working out. You come home, you're in pain, you're discouraged, you're not going back to the gym no more. It's like any other thing that you need to do. You have to take baby steps. Okay, so you say you want to lose weight. You did not gain all that weight overnight, so you're not going to lose all that weight overnight. You have to take baby steps. If you know you haven't been hitting the gym hard, why are you going to go and get a membership and be trying to hit the gym real hard? Your body is not used to that. Your mind is not used to that. Your spirit is not used to that. You're just not ready. So what can we do? Walk more. Simple and plain. Take the steps. Park at the end of the parking lot. Don't circle the block four or five times around the mall trying to find the closest spot. Park further away. That's simple steps. That's building your endurance. That's giving your body the idea. Your heart is pumping. You're like, okay, I can do this. Then as far as eating, I'm going to not eat junk food. I'm not going to eat fried food. If you eat fried food every single day, you eat junk food every single day, you are not prepared to just cold turkey stop doing that. But you shouldn't feel bad if you have a snack every now and then. Cut back. If you were having sugar every day, have sugar twice a week. Eventually, you'll get to a place where you don't have that desire for the things that are unhealthy. I remember, Adrian, when I used to smoke cigarettes.
Right.
Man, I didn't like smoking cigarettes. I didn't like the way it smelled. I can't stand that it got in your hair. But it was a habit that I had. And so,
right,
you know, I had to figure out a way to quit. The first step was to not allow people to smoke around me, because I knew if they smoked around me, I was going to want to smoke. So that's a small step. I didn't make the resolution, I'm just going to quit. Now, eventually, I stopped smoking, and it seemed like it was an overnight thing. But, you know, you have to take baby steps. What are some of the things that you encounter or some resolutions that you've made in the past where you were like, you know what, this year I'm going to stop doing this, but you found yourself doing it within a couple of weeks? And how did you – and what are your thoughts on it now?
The first resolution, I mean, you mentioned cigarettes. You know, across the bed, nicotine is tough money. I've been trying to quit. I'm pretty much off of now. I've been off of now for a couple of months, so I'm doing well, but – it would just be like, yeah, I'm not going to smoke cigarettes next year. But by 1:15 a.m. January 1st, I had a cigarette back in my mouth. I think the biggest thing with making a resolution and keeping a resolution is how to substitute those bad habits and natures with something else. For instance, like the losing weight. A lot of people, like you mentioned, it's more about your nutrition than anything else, because what you put in is what you're going to get out. If you're putting too many calories in, I don't care how much you work out, you ain't going to burn them all off. So it's going to stick
right there.
You got to do some research on your body type. And it's real deep and scientific, but the simplest thing is putting your mind to it. Losing weight, simply think thin. If you begin to see yourself that way, eventually your body will begin to see itself that way. Your metabolism will speed up. It'll work. Because I started out about 205. But nowadays I stay around 165, 170, and I'm comfortable. And fried foods, it was a matter of substituting that vegetable oil, that corn oil, for like olive oil. And instead of putting the flour on it, just pan searing it or whatever, or broiling it, you know, just, and it tastes just as good. It tastes, just, if not better, because you can actually taste whatever protein or vegetables you're having. Definitely drink more water. But my main resolution most years, when I make one, is to just make better choices in life, because your day-to-day, minute-to-minute, little minute choices affect the overall being of a person. I got a really good friend, and she was telling me the other day that what she does is she makes a vision board every year. So I think that helps her keep on track throughout the year, because when she wakes up, there's something tangible for her to look at. It's no good making a resolution on December 31st if on January 30th you're guessing and wonder what it is. So if you have something tangible in front of you day to day, because a resolution has to be a day to day thing. And for some of us, like myself, it has to be hour to hour. So the best way I keep to my resolutions is I study my word every day. I pray every day on whatever the case may be, because your resolution is going to change. It's a fluid type of thing. It can't be the same every day, because in a 12-month period, it's going to change. You know, if your resolution is to lose weight, then maybe your resolution should be, well, in the course of this month, I plan on dropping 3 pounds. Then you come back in February and you revisit it. But I find daily revelation of a resolution is the best way to get it accomplished. Like mine is usually to write something, you know, to at least get a chapter out a week about whatever type of book I'm trying to write, or if I'm organizing something to get point one, point two, point three done just day by day. So I think trying to make an overall annual resolution is just too much to put on your back. You know, small goals, results, small goals. Just keep it small. Keep it real simple. But, you know, human nature, we're complex. We want to be complex. We think we got it all under control, and, of course, we don't. So then when we fail, we just give up. But why put yourself in a situation for failure? You know, you got to learn from past mistakes. So that's really my resolution, is to learn from past mistakes, not to make the same mistakes twice.
You know, I think that the reason why I always say I think resolutions are foolish is because, like you said, we need to just resolve to do better and to be better. And if you do that every single day, it's like if you just look at where you were last year, last month, last week, and you just decide, you know what, I'm going to do this thing better. No matter what it is, if you just decide in yourself that you're going to do something a little bit better than you did the last time, then you will see a continual progress going. Don't put so much pressure on yourself to say you're going to do this grand thing that you've never done before. Everything is a plan. Plans change. Right. You know, you have to take baby steps. If you make a 5-year plan, you still have to decide how you're going to reach that goal that you set at the end of that plan. The vision board is awesome. I saw some wonderful vision boards on Facebook for my linked up female fam. They got together and they did a vision board. Usually my family and I get together and we do a vision board. And I want to also encourage you to do this. Even in making your vision board, if you don't attain something, it's okay. Don't be discouraged. Plans change, but it doesn't mean that that's all there is to it, that that's the end of it, nothing else can be done with it. That's not true. So the two tips that we have for you basically on being a better, well, not two, we have a few more than that. The tips that we have for you today on Real Talk with Tammy about resolving to do better and be better. One, get in your word, pray daily. You know, I've had issues, and I know other people who've had times where things were just so rough that they just did not feel like it. And you know what? You can argue with me. You can send me text messages, emails, whatever, Tammy@AlkaTVest.com, radio@AlkaTVest.com. I'm fine with it, because don't ask me if you don't want me to respond. Don't send me something if you don't want me to respond. But sometimes the truth is you just don't have it in you. You just don't know the words to say. You just feel like your prayers are not being answered. And my solution to that is, if you feel like you can't pray for yourself, pray for someone else, or call that person that you know is going to pray for you, who's going to not talk about you or not talk about it, but be about it, and they're going to have you covered. So it's important this year to find at least one accountability partner who you can go to, who's going to hold you up, lift you up, who is not going to tear you down. We also say, do your vision board. But be realistic, people. Come on. If you don't have a job, don't put up there that in 3 months you're going to have $1 billion. You got to start with a job. Even if you're talking about, I need a better job, the foundation to getting a better job is usually education. But don't be discouraged if you take an entry-level position and work your way up. progress is work in any way you slice it. Eating right, doing right, getting your body in shape. Adrian said it, drink more water, substitute. I love good food, but I can tell you that you can find good food without all that fat in it. You just have to be willing to try it. Dr. Oz wrote these books called Eat Right for Your Blood Type. And so if you know your blood type, go check those books out. Get them from the library if you don't want to buy it. You know, check it out and see if that works for you. Anything else you want to give them? Here's one. Look. People be like, I would keep my house clean. Dude, lady, if you're not doing your laundry, start with doing your laundry, okay? If you're not used to keeping a clean house, start small. Wash the dishes every night. Do your laundry. These are small steps that you could take to get to being successful. We want you to be successful. We don't want you to fail. We don't want you to set yourself up for failure. Real Talk with Tammy is all about giving you the tools that you need, giving you some tangible things that you could do to make life better. Just resolve to do better. Resolve to be better, and things will get better. Yes?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm gonna use the one word people don't like to hear, but it all comes down to that D word, discipline. You know, you can't expect discipline to come from an outside motivation. It's got to start inside of you. So you can call it a resolution, but what you're really searching for is some sort of discipline and order in your life. That's why I say your day need to start with him, because he's step number one. He's not involved. You can't have discipline. You have disarray. So find some discipline. You know, whatever you put to your mind to do, hold yourself to it. Be your own drill sergeant. You don't need somebody else to be your drill sergeant. You be your drill sergeant. And don't do it for other people to understand and see what you're doing is right.
But Adrian, I need somebody to tell me what to do. I just really need somebody to crack the whip on me and tell me what to do, though. What you
His
say
name
to that?
Is Jesus. He got this whip called the Holy Spirit. That's his name. And he got this whip called the Holy Spirit. And if you're not tapping in, you're not tapping in. But another thing you said that's important is surrounding yourself with the proper people. You know, a lot of habits we have is just because of the company that we keep. You know, you do such and such because that's what such and such and them all go do. Such as them like, we all going to Soul Food restaurant for lunch. Whereas that other girl in your office, that other guy in your office is like, I'm going down to Baja Fresh or whatever the case may be. You know, little things like that. You know, you got friends who want to go to the whatever random music show. But then you got a friend over here who's like, I feel like going to see the Apple or something crazy like that. Get outside of your comfort zone. You can't do something you never done till you do something you ain't never done. You can't never become who you're supposed to become till you stop doing the things you've been doing. It's simple. It's not supposed to be comfortable or easy if it's worth having. It should be, you know, tough. It should be tough. He didn't promise us an easy life. He promised us a blessed one, though.
All right. Listen up, y'all. New Real Talk theme song by Vessel.
The mud to a place they never was. He was built to overcome, make demons run, and tell about the one that's only begotten son. What they want, what they need, what they want, what they need. So what they need, what they want, what they need, what they want.
Hey, now, you guys, if you are listening to the show and you want to call us and tell us what your resolution was, what did you decide to do? What are you going to do to resolve to be better, to do better? The number is 347-327-9056, or you can send me a message on Facebook. I'm listening. I'm looking. Let me know what's really going on. But you know what? There has been some things that have happened through last year. There's a lot of things that have happened. One of the biggest things that have been going on that for me as a mother of an adult son and as a mother of small younger sons, middle school age and elementary school age sons, and you know, a wife, I have brothers, I have a husband, I have sons, I have uncles, is the mass slaughter of our brothers at the hands of the police and others who just feel like, you know what, I want to take a life today. So, boom, I'm just going to shoot this person. You know, I can only speak to it from the perspective of a wife, a mom, a sister. Each time your heart has to go out to the parents, to the families of these victims, it's hard to understand, it's hard to comprehend, and we could go so many directions. I've heard people say, oh, they're doing that because we have a black president. I have heard people say KKK is making a resurgence, but the truth is KKK never left. Now I hear people say racism is back. Racism has never left. You know, we need to really educate ourselves and figure out what the heck is going on. As a black man in this society, Adrian, what is your take? I mean, we hear the women take all the time. What is your take?
I'm probably going to say some things people are going to think are cliche, but they're just true. Some of it comes down to, you know, a lack of male role models for young men. And I'm not just saying, because there's plenty of men out there they can watch, but I'm talking about positive brothers that are actually doing the right thing in our communities. We don't have enough, so these young men don't know how to be men. But they're just grown. They grow up. They grow up way too fast. So they find themselves in positions where it's like, well, if I'm a black man, I need to be doing this. We have to change the image of what we think of ourselves. Second, a lot of our communities are scared of these young brothers. When you see the young brother standing on the corner, you know, maybe his pants are sagging, maybe he got a hoodie on, he got Timberlands on, and you're afraid of him. And there's really he's not doing anything but representing his generation. It's just the way that they dress. He's probably a real intelligent kid that nobody ever walked up to and talked to. So he's out there, and since the positive people aren't coming around him, he finds himself pulled into these other situations, and then we have a tragedy, you know, a Ferguson or something of that nature. It's happening all the time. It's been happening all the time. The part that hurts me the most is how many brothers out here dying you're not hearing about, you know, or that they justify, and because the child's parents are conscious of what's going on because they're impoverished or uneducated, they never go back to the officers like, well, why did you kill my child? So it just goes swept under the rug. In this case here, with these cases we've had over the last year, you just got some intelligent parents that were like, hold on, that's not my child. I don't care what you're projecting on my child or on young black men, that's not the child that I raised. So it's the conscious level of our people is finally catching up. You know, back to where it was in the 60s and the 70s, well, we're not standing for it, where education is like, hold on, that you can't do that. We don't know our laws. There's a lot of things, but it pains me. I cry. I do a lot of youth ministry work on mentoring young brothers out here, and if you looked at them from a distance, you may find them to be intimidating or whatever. Me, myself, I don't, but once you walk up on and talk to them, they're just kids. They're just kids, and all kids got that hot-headed way about them. You talk to them, they feel like everything is unjust. I mean, even you got sons, Tammy, you talk to them, they feel like you're being unjust. That's just them, and they have a natural nature to rise up because that's testosterone. That's what a man does, but he doesn't mean any harm. The media puts all these images out here, a young black man carrying guns, selling drugs, loud screaming, ultra-violent all the time, when in actuality, the nature of young black men is to help each other out. Most times when you see a bunch of homeboys out and you ask, somebody got on somebody else's shoes, somebody got on somebody else's shirt, you know? That's just the nature, but you wouldn't know unless you get inside. So we need to start sharing those type of things about ourselves to protect ourselves. I don't believe in assimilation. I believe in compromise, but not assimilation. I think what makes us us is that we have that unique way about us, you know, the way we talk, the way that we walk. That's why Barack is Barack, because they see that like, wow, he's swagged out. How do I get like that? He's just comfortable in his own skin. These people killing our children, they probably went to school. Some kid picked on them because they don't understand that we play the dozens. We don't mean no harm by it. To be honest, I share a story. There was a kid that grew up in our neighborhood, known him like my whole life. I'm not going to mention his real name, but when we were about in middle school, we had made a nickname up for him. We called him White Bread, you know what I'm saying, because he was like the only white dude. But we called him White Bread out of love. But we didn't know the effect that White Bread was having on him. He ended up like kind of disappearing from the neighborhood around high school. And he contacted me last year when my book came out and was like, I just want to let you know that because of y'all calling me that for a lot of years, I just didn't like black people. You know, he had went and became a white supremacist. But we didn't know. You know, it was like we called him White Bread like they called me Bozak. You know what I'm saying? Like that was just a nickname, but he didn't understand because it's the culture of our people. So we need to share that more. But what they're doing to our children out here is it's a mass slaughter. You know, they tried to do it by putting them in LDE classes. That didn't work. So then they moved on to this, like, we're just going to outwardly kill them. No worries about it because they started getting educated. These kids, they out here joking and laughing, but it's just that's the way it is.
It's real. It's getting real. You know, the show, you know, we started off talking about resolutions. Now we're talking about what's going on in our communities. So we're gonna wrap it up, but we want you to join us on our next and future episodes of Real Talk with Tammy, which will be airing on Saturdays at 10 a.m. This was just a reintro into the show, so we had a short show today, but going forward, the show will be much longer and much more filled with information. Listen, bottom line, with resolving to do better, be better, that's not just for yourself. It's for our community. It's for other people. It's not about erasing. You know what? Black people, white people, Asian people, people of all races, nationalities are being slaughtered. And you know what? If we all just resolve to do better, be better, we would be better off as a people, not just a race of people, but people, not just a nationality of people or gender, just people in general. We all have to do better. We can all do better. There's always room for progress. Adrian is the new voice to Real Talk with Tammy that you will be hearing frequently. He is an author and founder of Mustard Seed Ministries. Tell our listeners how they can contribute to the ministry and where they can hear all of that information.
Okay, well, Mustard Seed Ministries, you can always just log on to the blog. All the contact information is there. That's Mustard Seed, V-A, MustardSeedVA. Period Weebly, WEEBLY, period COM, that's .com. If you want to make some contributions financially, you can always just go to PayPal. It's my first name, ADRYANN, period GLENN, at yahoo.com. We take those funds. Brothers that are incarcerated, they might need some money on their books. They might need a Bible. People in the neighborhood might not be able to pay their rent, things of this nature. We just take the money and do practical things for people in their lives. As far as what we were talking about the situation in Ferguson, today at 5 o'clock at 2501 Fox Mill Road in Reston, Virginia, if you're in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, we're going to be having a town hall-style meeting being moderated by Dale Waters. What we can do to put our boots on the ground and actually change this. Mustard Seed is all about practical work. That's what we're about, the practical work of being out here with people day to day. I love you, I love you, I love you, but you got to love yourself as well. And if you need me for any reason, just contact me. Reach out, go to the blog site, send me an email. Always here for you. This is my life's work. This is what I'm dedicated to. That's what my sister's dedicated to. And that's why I'm here. I'm glad she's having me here. You guys are awesome.
Look, and all that information that he just gave you will be on the fan page at Facebook, Real Talk with Tammy fan page. If you're not on there, go check it out. Go like it. Go listen. Thank you for being a part of today's show. We're looking forward to 2015, doing better, being better, and giving more and more of ourselves in order for you to be a better you and us to be a better us. We're looking forward to speaking to you. And thank you for joining us on this episode of Real Talk with Tammy, and Adrian.
You've been listening to Real Talk with Tammy. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on my show, then please visit www.authortebeth.com. Click on the contact tab and submit your information there. That's www.authortebeth.com or call 770-609-5773. Real Talk with Tammy is now accepting sponsors. For more information, including pricing, please email info@authortebeth.com. info@authortebeth.com. Thanks again for listening to Real Talk with Tammy, where I aspire to inspire, encourage, and educate. Until next time, go out and make someone smile. It's amazing how a simple smile can brighten someone's day.